Today's Garden Bite brought to you by DRAM. The sap is flowing. It's not too late to tap your trees for some golden goodness. Although it looks like water coming out of your tree. You don't have to have sugar maples to make some great syrup. The only difference is the percentage of sugar content in the tree sap. Years ago, I tapped silver maples that produced delicious stuff. You can also tap box elder trees. Yeah, I know. Who would have thought? So apparently there is one good thing from a box elder tree. You need about 40 gallons of maple tree sap to make 1 gallon of pure maple syrup. Interestingly, the United States and Canada are the only countries in the world to produce maple syrup. Also, only 19 states produce it. It's a completely natural food, meaning nothing is added. Only water is evaporated from the sap. You need several freeze-thaw periods for a good sap flow, so the temps need to drop below freezing at night and then raise above during the day. And the sap has been flowing. A tapping tree should be at least 10 inches in diameter from 4 feet above ground. You can generally get 10 to 12 gallons of sap per tree. So if you have a few maples in your backyard, you could make yourself a good batch of maple syrup. And there is nothing like the real deal. March is a key month for sap flow as the trees stop flowing once their buds set. Many area parks tap trees. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. A family-owned business for nearly 80 years, DRAM has designed and manufactured high-quality watering tools. From hoses to watering wands to sprinklers to hose extenders and quick-release fittings. I've been pleased by all of them. Purchase DRAM at your local independent garden center or online.
That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.